When Scripture describes God as speaking in a still small voice, isn't the point that we're to listen for instructions from God through audible voices or impressions He sends? Well, the answer to the question is no. When Scripture speaks of God speaking in a still small voice, that's not the normal approach. God spoke in time past, Hebrews 1 says, by the fathers and the prophets. He is in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. There were times in the past when God spoke audibly, when God spoke audibly through Jesus Christ. But we now have the Scripture complete, what Jude calls the once for all delivered to the saints' faith. In the Word, God has spoken. You can't add to that. Revelation 22 says you can't take away from that. God no longer is speaking. If you're listening for a still small voice, you better be careful, because what you think might be God might be some other spirit. Listening for some personal audible voice from heaven is a dangerous thing. Now then, can God impress things on us? Of course. If God's Spirit in us wants to direct us one way or another, certainly He can impress us, our thoughts, in one direction or another. But there's no functional manifestation of that in the human body. That is to say, I can't know when I'm getting an impression from the Holy Spirit and when it's just my own mind, because there's no indicator. I don't have a red light on my head spinning around saying it's God. So be very careful about those. Don't assign them to God, even though in retrospect you may see how the Spirit directed you.